Our reading this morning is from Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. And it is Paul, again, as I said before, suggesting that at some point in his life he had an experience of God that took him, as he puts it, either within the body or out of the body, he's not sure. But he boasts only of the fact that when he is weak, that's when God can be strong. And that's what he learned from this experience. So don't get thrown off by the repeat of language, because it can get confusing if you're listening to it, but that's his point. So this from chapter 12. It is necessary to boast, although nothing is to be gained by it, but I will go on to the visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a person in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that such a person, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard things that are not to be told, that no mortal is permitted to repeat. On behalf of such a one, I will boast. But on my own behalf, I will not boast, except for my weaknesses. But if I wish to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it so that no one may think better of me than what is seen in me or heard from me, even considering the exceptional character of the revelations. Therefore, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. To keep me from being too elated. 3 times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." And so I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. The word of the Lord. It's true, isn't it, that all of us find ourselves sometimes feeling very positive about life, about ourselves. We have moments where we have elation to the fact that we have accomplished a great deal, or that we have relationships that are sustaining, or that we experience love, happiness, and the peace that all of us in the world seek. And then there are other times when we don't experience that at all. In fact, that seems to be something so far removed from our lives, because something overwhelms us. Some challenge, some frustration, some circumstance, some horrible happening, some event in our lives, something that brings us to an awareness that really we are powerless. Could be a health issue, could be any number of things. Our lives, because we are very complex, is somehow a mix of both those experiences, and I think that's what Paul is talking about. He had an experience somehow of God that changed his life to the point where he felt that God had said something to him that he needed to hear, but also that he might share with us, and that is that in weakness, that's when you can be strong. That there is no horror in weakness, but that there is possibility. And then Paul adds this little thing, because somehow we all take somehow personal, I think, experience or personal responsibility for the things that are negative in our lives. And Paul suggests that there was something, some piece of him that continued to be a problem. He knew it was a problem, and he acknowledged it was a problem, and he tried to pray it away, and it didn't go away. But what he learned from the experience was that this too will keep you from being boastful, about all the wonderful things you are. So it's a lesson in humility. It's been written that Paul's biggest problem was he was very proud, and he was somewhat arrogant. And if you read closely some of his letters, there's an arrogance that comes across and an expectation somehow that he was always trying to fight his way into be accepted as an apostle. In fact, from the time he got conversion on the road to Damascus, he felt that he should be counted as one of the apostles because he was the only one to whom Jesus had appeared outside of the apostles' circle and from whom he got a mission. And the mission was to go through this town being blind and addressing somebody who was going to heal him that he didn't trust, but he took God's word on it and he ended up being healed, and therefore he got his mission. And so Paul always feels like the stepson, and that's his cross. That's what sticks in his craw. It aches. It bothers him. And that comes through his writings. But what's important here, and I'd like to maybe do a little meditation this morning, is simply this. All of us have complex lives. All of us have lots of different experiences. And if you're like me and like the rest of the world, sometimes experiences of the past or experiences that have long life continue not only to plague us, but to color a little bit of who we are in the present. Not getting into the psychology and not getting into any kind of treatment, but a recognition that there are things in our lives that make us who we are that continue to be negative forces within us. To challenge ourselves to do something about that is always the quest. On the other hand, dare I say that there have been moments of our lives where we've experienced great elation, where we have had surprises that really built us up, where we had support from somebody or a group, or somehow came through a crisis and saw at the end of that crisis that indeed we have been really blessed by life, by the people of the world, and therefore by God. What I'd like to do this morning is give an opportunity for each one of us to look into ourselves and to recognize, acknowledge, and put in place as many of those things that are negative, many of the experiences we have had, and put them in a place where they can be contained. And then to examine just one moment of elation in our lives and recognize that it had something to do with God. Okay? That may be too leading, but if you would join with me, please, let us close our eyes and be attentive to the presence of God who is with us. Empty your mind of your thoughts and all the concerns that you have brought with you. We prayed to put them aside during the opening prayer, that we may be attentive to the voice of God. Put yourself in a place where you can relax and find the freedom to let go and perhaps hear something that you've longed to hear. To help follow your breathing in, out, in, and out. Breathing in and breathing out, we are breathing in the presence of God. In, out. Using your gift of imagination, create a place where you feel safe. Go to a place where you are very comfortable. You're not threatened by the world around you. You can safely be in quiet, where nothing else may intrude on your peace. Breathe in, breathe out. And in that place, situate yourself where you can most be open to what may come before you. Relax in peace. Breathe. And notice at your feet is a box, a shoebox. Pick it up in your hands. Remove the cover to recognize that the box is empty. An empty box is longing to hold the treasure you have to place there. Breathe in, breathe out. Consider for a moment one of the negative experiences of your life that was caused by another person. Take the memory of that experience and put it in the box. Breathe in peace. Breathe in silence. Now consider the hurt that was given to you by the rejection of someone you love. Hold it and put it in the box. Recall a moment in your life when you were made to feel inadequate. Hold it in your hand. Put it in the box. Remember a moment when you were hurt by jealousy. Put it in the box. Recall a moment when your vision was blind or clouded because of anger. Put it in the box. Recall a time and a person for whom forgiveness was never possible because of what they had done. Put that in the box. Recall a time when you were embarrassed by others or who you are, or what you do, or what you've said. And put that in the box. Recall a time when you were taken advantage of because of your sensitivity, your kindness, or your gifts. Put it in the box. Recall a moment when you felt threatened by someone you admired or someone you had respect for. Put it in the box. Recall a time when you felt awkward because you were different from others, or your gifts put you in a light that others desired for themselves. Put it in the box. Recall a moment when your faith in God was tested beyond your ability to understand. Put it in the box. Recall that religious teaching gave us many ways to live our lives and to express our faith. Recall time when somehow you failed to live that challenge. Put it in the box. Remember a time when you were disappointed in yourself and where you disappointed someone else. Put it in the box. Recall moments when perhaps your words were not as sensitive as they might have been and were hurt and hard feelings were given birth. Put it in the box. And in this moment, consider whatever else you have experienced in your life that somehow holds you captive to feeling, or rejection, or guilt, or responsibility, or fear. Consider them in this silence and put them in the box. And when you are ready, put the cover on the box and set it aside, away from you. And now with your hands empty, breathe in the breath of God. Breathe out the love of God. Quietly breathe in the breath of God. Breathe out the love of God. With all those things removed from your vision, recall one place, one time in your life where you felt absolutely free, absolutely loved, absolutely cared for. Remember that moment and look into that moment to experience again what you felt. Experience the lightheartedness and relief. Experience the opening up of new possibilities because you crossed the threshold. Look into that experience and recognize who you are. Recognize the new vision you have of the world around you. In this experience, how has your respect for yourself changed? How has your willingness to venture out again and try something new? In this moment, what does it feel like to be loved? Hold on to that moment and hear these words that God speaks to you. You are my beloved. I am with you always. Nothing can never separate you from my love for you. In weakness, there is power. And power to give life, to touch the world and change, to grow and become our true selves. Is given to you. Go and live your life, knowing and using that power. Now, as your gift to God, take your box. And hand it over. And let go of all that's in that box. And let it be absorbed into the fullness of God's presence. You are free. You are loved. You may still have a thorn in your side, but you are still good. You are very blessed. And you are God's beloved. Now breathe in the breath of God. Breathe out the love of God. Breathe in. Breathe out. And when you're ready, come back into this room.